This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Service and on your side. We're all free to listen as we will, and so you have the option of listening carefully to Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen on the DJV program. It's all free, free! Sometimes I think people feel overwhelmed because we have so many things going on. We talk about so many different things. There's so much information. Isn't it a great world, though? That there's so much going on to talk about, even though sometimes it's we wish we could say no, I don't want to talk about that. And sometimes we do. Sometimes I just feel it's our duty to experience some of the things that people are thinking and saying, and some of the facts behind stuff like the Turkey sanctions bill, Jennifer, and the genocide and all this stuff. So what do we have going on from the Middle East? I suppose maybe we could put this all together in a Washington report in a manner of speaking.
Why do you do this to me? where I was going to start.
I know where you were going to start. Yes,
was with Twitter, who has made the announcement this week to ban political advertising in
the latest move where they're trying to learn
from what they think are Facebook's missteps and, as they say, ethical lapses. The free speech banner Facebook is waving used to be shared by most big social media companies, but because there's backlash being thrown at Facebook for its role in what people think might be spreading misinformation, rivals like Twitter are distancing themselves, and they're using the moment to kind of capitalize and frame their free speech principles. I think it's a bit unfortunate because I think Twitter actually is a free speech platform, but I think over the last year or so, by banning certain accounts that they don't agree with and these sorts of things, I think that Twitter hasn't really done themselves any favors. That's just my opinion. But Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey said this week in a series of tweets that Twitter will no longer accept political or advocacy advertising of any kind. He said Twitter acknowledges that a tech platform's ability to distribute ads in a highly targeted manner and with tested and customizable messaging is different from broadcast TV, where networks are required by law to run ads from political candidates regardless of accuracy. Facebook has doubled down on its message that running politicians' ads containing lies is a little different from running them on broadcast networks, but political ads don't make up a significant revenue stream for Twitter, so this got them some press costing them a lot of money.
That's the real story.
Easier decision for them rather than Facebook, and Facebook relies a lot on ads. So, well, the chief financial officer. Sure, go ahead.
Let's face it. In terms of advertising, there are claims made in radio ads, in print ads, television ads that are just not true. And whether people find it out the easy way or the hard way, they trust their instincts or whatever it is. But that 60 seconds or however much time the ad takes is. In a manner of speaking, it's the company's ability to pursue the First Amendment. And it isn't free speech because they're paying for it, in a manner of speaking, but they're paying for a message that they want to put out there. And it seems to me in a society like ours, whether you like it or you don't like it, or you believe it or you don't believe it, or you think it's good or bad, it still is either you have free speech and you pay for it or you don't pay for it, but you have the ability to say what you want to or you don't.
Well, and, but so that's also, Facebook. But we also have libel and slander laws,
good.
Too.
So, so you know, people, if you think they're wrong. That's a,
well,
that's a
well
way
but
around.
Sometimes the message, it's too late. You know, you could, you know, you could say Donald Trump eats babies for dinner, and if someone, if Facebook would allow someone to say that in an
ad.
Well,
listen to some of the people who hate him as much as they do. You'd think he ate babies. Do you see the reaction at the last game of the World Series to him being up in the, I mean, that's, it is. It's,
but,
I find it offensive. But it's free speech.
People are allowed to boo anybody they want.
But on Twitter, all of those people are still allowed to have Twitter accounts and to put their messages on there. I don't know. It's kind of, Twitter is a private platform. So aren't they allowed to censor
Twitter
whatever
is a private platform, but then they shouldn't advertise that they are in the free speech business. Because what Twitter has done, even though they're banning ads about
advocacy,
agree
with Jennifer on this one.
They've actually taken down accounts from many conservatives who have said things that they found to be unappealing or not with the narrative. And I know people that have had this happen to them, and they are not out of the norm. So that, to me, is the first myth to dispel. The second is about whether or not it's the platform's responsibility to hold its advertisers to a certain standard. So my question for Twitter would be, okay, what if they're advertising, what if they take an ad from a supplement and that supplement doesn't work or it makes you have a beard or something?
Yeah.
Is that going to be Twitter's fault? It's the same thing with a radio show or a radio network or a television show or a television network. If you have a product that doesn't work, should that be the DJV show's fault, or should that be the network that it's running on, or should that be NBC's fault? The answer is no. The prerogative lies with the advertiser.
Product.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think, that's why I actually fall, I agree with Facebook on this. Sure, they're making a lot of money, but it's not up to them to decide who is telling the truth and who isn't in their advertising. That's not their job.
I guess for me, I just don't like any political ads, which is maybe why I'm okay with it. I don't like political ads from Republicans or Democrats or anyone, because I personally...
I buy that, too. I'm with you.
Yeah, when I see them on TV, I mean, it's all lies. None of it's true, because the point is that they're trying to make the other person look bad and make themselves look good. So I don't want to see any of it anywhere, ever. And I want to make my own decision on it by reading articles all the time.
And the truth is, this isn't just, and this isn't just about money for Twitter. And I agree with Karen on that, too. This isn't just about money for Twitter. A lot of Twitter users have said for a long time that they don't want to see political stuff. So, and that doesn't mean, you know, Jen makes a comment that's pro-Trump and then someone sees that. That's not what they're saying. They don't want to see sponsored political stuff. They are listening to their user base. They're not making money off of it. This was an easy decision for them.
Easy.
If I'm on social media, I want to get away from, and I don't want to see political ads on Instagram. I don't even have Facebook anymore because I don't trust that they're not using my data for all of the wrong reasons. And so social media is my escape. I don't want to see, it's like reality TV. I don't want to see the housewives talking about politics. It's the same thing.
So the one thing that is a part of the practical reality of this, and you've all mentioned it sort of in an offhanded way, Twitter wasn't making any money because the ads didn't do any good and people weren't buying on Twitter because of what you've just said, Victoria. People aren't interested, so they pay no attention because you can check the click rate, the click through, or the stuff that just doesn't register. You can see that. Whereas in television and radio, especially, the measuring is pretty accurate, and that's where the money is being spent, and it has an age factor attached to it as well. The Kara just pretty much encapsulated it, and more people her age are not, they make up their own mind in a different way. They aren't influenced by advertising because it comes across as being all hype and junk. But the next election cycle, from the 1st of January, actually even now, until elections, will see the broadcast media make billions, not millions, billions of dollars in advertising revenue from the people that are running, whether it's local candidates, regional candidates, national candidates, the presidential election. $4 billion was spent just in the House and Senate races and the gubernatorial races 2 years ago. This year, the prediction is that $8 billion will be spent, people trying to get themselves elected to various seats. The most of the highest pay for any of those seats is the president's $400,000 a year. That's what we're talking about here. So you look at the influence that comes, the amount of money that is behind the scenes in any of this stuff, you realize how corrupt the system is, and you can thank Citizens United for that. It just is a pig fest, a slop fest, and the news media and the local television, national media is happy to take the money. I'm happy if somebody's going to spend money on my program, happy to have them spend it. I may pay attention. I'm different than most people because I own my own production company, and I don't have to answer to anybody except the stations that carry the program. Every once in a while we get into a snorkel with them. Victoria will be happy to tell you that story. But it just is the way it is here with me. I'm happy to have you spend your money, but be careful, or not be careful, but understand that I may say something either going into the ad or out of the ad that might not be favorable for your advertiser, because that's the way I am. I want to tell people what I think, and what I sometimes know may counter what is in the ad. They're buying the time for me to tell their story. So after they're done telling their story, I feel, frankly, free to comment one way or another. Do I a lot? Nah, not really. But sometimes I do. The famous Walmart case that I talked about before is one example of it. But this is unusual. You wouldn't find this to be the case in most of the local stations where the talk hosts are told not to talk about the advertisers unless it's in the ad itself. But the political things, if I have political ads and it's for somebody that I think is a goofball, afterwards, if I hear it, I'll say, you know what, I'm voting for the other guy. You know, something like that. So, anyway, but again, very much a freedom of speech thing. 18 at the hour on the DJV program.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming up on 24 after the hour. Oh boy. Stones. More specifically, one of the Stones. Is a new documentary about the life of Ronnie Wood, the Stones guitarist, coming to theaters in England, and then it's coming over here, crossing the pond, if you will, to our country. Ronnie Wood. Somebody Up There Likes Me traces the life of him from his childhood in post-war England through his time in the Jeff Beck group, the Faces group with Rod Stewart, and then the Stones. Also details the many addiction issues he's faced along the way. How this guy still breathes is a mystery to everyone. The movie comes from director Mike Figgis, best known for his Academy Award-winning film Leaving Las Vegas back in the 90s. Features new interviews with Keith Richards, Mick Jagger, Rod Stewart, Charlie Watts, and Woods himself. Charlie Watts is an interesting character. If you ever get a chance to listen to him, he's a piece of work.
I love listening to him. He is
a piece of work, man. Anyway, Woods says, "I was in the hands of destiny all my life, and being in the right place at the right time." Yeah, that's more than luck, I think. The film does not shy away from his history with alcohol, for sure. He says, his wife Sally says, if you're talking to a sober person, you're talking to the real person. I prefer the real person. It's interesting they've stayed together under the circumstances given.
This is a new young wife.
Oh, is it? Not, oh.
Yeah, he was married to Joe Wood for a long time, and this is the much younger one, and they've got twins that are like three.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
And he's like 70, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, they're all in
my age or older. Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think they all have toddlers.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Charlie doesn't, but yeah.
His kids have kids that are older than Ronnie Wood's kids.
Right.
Yeah.
That's like this guy. Who's this guy that's marrying the 21-year-old that's all over social media?
Oh, that's Dennis
Peter
Quaid.
And Peter Cook.
And Peter Cook is doing one of
them. There's quite a few out there right now.
Gross.
So, Peter Cook's daughter, Sailor...
Is there like some extra big shipment of Viagra that went out recently
Peter
or
Cook's
something?
Peter Cook's daughter, Sailor Cook, who was on Dancing with the Stars, is the same age as his new fiance. So that's a cute look.
Wow. But they're soulmates, he says.
Until 3 months later he finds another younger chick that's cuter.
They're soulmates because the ring was 6 carats.
Right.
No kidding.
That's it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so anyway, there are testimonials on this movie. Meanwhile, back at Ronnie Wood, testimonials from his bandmates about his pivotal role in the Bones. Keith Richards says, this band works on 2 guitars, and it's very important who the guitarists are. Wood spent his year playing concerts at football stadiums across America with the Stones. He's releasing the Chuck Berry tribute, Mad Lad, a live tribute to Chuck Berry, on the 19th of next month. He's also playing a series of Chuck Berry tribute shows around it. I can see that. Their style's pretty similar. I think that Chuck Berry was a big influence on him.
Oh, definitely. Yep.
Yeah, right. All right, that's that story, the Ronnie Wood story documentary. Meanwhile, Ringo is in a new interview with Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. He recalls the time he discovered that his bandmate John Lennon had been killed. Lennon was murdered by Mark Chapman. Remember, in December 1980, Lennon was shot outside his Manhattan home. In this new interview, Starr opens up to his friend, another drummer, Dave Grohl, about the moment he was told. Quote, when John went, I was in the Bahamas. I was getting a phone call from my stepchildren in L.A. saying something's happened to John. And then they called and said, John's dead. And I didn't know what to do.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books!
The final call from Charlie Slows at WJFK, the Fan in D.C.
The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
The Nats winning their first World Series since moving to the district in 2005. They became the first team also to win 4 games on the road in a World Series. South Korean military officials say North Korea has fired at least 2 unidentified projectiles towards the Sea of Japan. Initial reports are they came down just outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. The nation's economic growth rate slowing a bit, according to the government. Meanwhile, the Fed has cut interest rates by a quarter point for the third time this year. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's 34 at the hour here on the DJV program. We never rake anybody over the coals like some of the other programs do, without good reason. Now, may take a little shot at Sonny Perdue at some point in time, rake him over the coals because he deserves it. I'll tell you the story about the new rules on hemp at some point in this half hour. But first, Victoria Keelan with Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and me, focusing on, remember the old, who was it that did Mama Said There'd Be Days Like This? There'll be days like those of the Shirelles. So, modern-day version of that, Obama says. And he said some things that are pretty poignant, I thought. Victoria, I'm glad you want to talk about this because yeah. I think it's appropriate for all of us to listen, whether we're fans of Obama. That's the thing. Just because you may not like somebody, no matter what their stripes, no matter even if it isn't politics, that doesn't mean that what he or she has to say doesn't have merit. Or doesn't carry the water in a particular circumstance. And I think what Obama said, I was never a fan of Obama's, frankly, but I think there were a lot of things that he did that were good. I think he's got a good heart. I think he also understands how it works, and that's how he's situated himself pretty well since he was president, the way They all do. Now, they figure it out.
Well,
so, but he said something about the political mainstream that I think is...
the climate that we're in. Well, so to set the stage, Obama was in Chicago, and his hometown, and he was at his Obama Foundation Summit, which features pretty much all college-aged kids, and mostly just, you know, skews on the younger side with his foundation. He really tries to go after at-risk youth and things like that. And so it was kind of interesting because he called out for people, the young people, especially young progressives, for being too ideologically rigid and judgmental. And he said, quote, "The idea of purity and you're never compromised and you're always politically woke and all that stuff, you need to get over that quickly. The world is messy. There are ambiguities. People who do really good stuff have flaws. People who you are fighting with may love their kids and share certain things with you." And then he said that he noticed this trend while he was visiting college campuses with his daughter Malia. He described it as a danger that's accelerated by social media. And he said that some young people appear to think that the way to bring about change is to be as judgmental as possible about other people, and then that's all you need to do. And he criticized people on Twitter for doing something. He said that people who criticize other people on social media for doing something wrong or a poor choice of words, he said it gives the critics a sense of self-satisfaction. He said, you know, but this is not anything, that's not activism. And he said, oh, see how woke I am? I called you out on it. But he said, that's not activism. That's not bringing about change. All you're doing is casting stones, and you're not going to get very far. And so I think the interesting thing is this is a very bipartisan statement. I think it's a commentary on the current political climate on the left and the right, and I think that there should be more leaders on the right who are also sending this same message, that it's this cancel culture that we live in, that it is a cancer. And so, you know, as soon as someone says something that you don't like or whatever it may be, it's ridiculous.
I think we can all learn from that. I think you can, Victoria. I think Jennifer can. I think Kara can. I think people listening can. This is an important message that needed to have somebody that had grit say what he said.
Look, you may not like Obama, but he has a massive following, and he has a massive young following. And so I think it's important that we actually have, to me, this shows leadership, and this shows that this is beyond politics.
But
this
I was saying humanity.
I think
that's why he did say it, actually. And I agree with him. I don't disagree with the statement. But I actually think he feels, because he's got very strong political instincts. He and President Trump actually have that in common. Whether you like them or not, they are very instinctive as to what sells with the American people. And I think Obama can see that this cancel culture is causing a backlash in the middle of the country. People are sick and tired of it because they know that everybody has something that they're probably not proud of in their closet. And so he's coming out now because I think he knows that this is going to do wrong for a lot of the people who may go on to become the front runner.
It goes deeper than just the political stuff. I mean, whenever when I go back to think about Trudeau and the incident with the blackface 20-some-odd years ago. Yeah, okay, so that was 20-some-odd years ago. You're going to destroy the guy because of some indiscretion 20-some-odd years ago?
That's part of this. Not that specifically off air, but how this expands everywhere. I mean, with these celebrities and singers and people that we love to love and love to hate. I mean, Selena Gomez just released some new music and came back to social media, and she posted a picture of herself wearing some of the stuff from Kim Kardashian's shapewear line. And because she's supposed to be best friends with Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian have this feud, then everyone who loves Taylor Swift came after Selena Gomez for posting
this. It's an online lynching.
And we're like Beyonce's fans, all of these people who are so loyal to the people that they love that they tear anyone down that they think is possibly criticizing them.
None of us are perfect. And how dare you think you are? What is the old expression? People live in glass houses, shouldn't throw stones.
I feel like if this is the way it continues, then we're all going to be taken down at some point.
Yep. Right. Then there's no room for anyone to share anything.
Exactly.
Yep.
I think about what the left did to Judge Kavanaugh and how despicable
go back to
that
Bork.
Was. Yeah. I mean, but just in our recent memory, the fact that they did that to a man who has children, a man who has a family to answer to, it's disgusting. And who was one of the loudest supporters? Katie Hill was one of the loudest people in that effort to take down Judge Kavanaugh. Katie Hill is a representative from California who just had to resign because she had compromising pictures come out. She broke ethics rules in the House because she was carrying on relationships with members in her, of staffers in her own office. This is where the cancel culture comes back. It always backlashes on people every single time. Every time.
I don't agree with that example, though, but I know what you're saying, and it does come back to people. On the Kavanaugh thing, I don't agree with that.
They ruined him with no evidence. In fact, they've had people come out and say they made up the claims that he raped them. They had people come up with a story that ruined a person's life.
Politically, when somebody wants to be gotten or whether you want to get somebody, you can come up with all kinds of things. I don't even know, you know, I thought it was interesting that Ms. Hill's father wants the husband charged with exposing these nude pictures. I don't know.
That's a revenge porn, and they might have a case with that, too, by the way.
Yeah. All right, so let me take this a step further into an area that I could be accused of some of these things. I have little tolerance for people who are not supportive of the American family farmer. Many of you know that I do a program every week called The American Family Farmer, and you can go to theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com to hear the program or the podcasts. And most of you, if you are familiar with the program or even listening to me on this program, know that I'm not a fan of Sonny Perdue. Some of you, maybe most of you, don't even know when I mention his name who the guy is. He's Donald Trump's Secretary of Agriculture. And this week, under his direction, I love this. This is another government, like the phraseology. This is the interim final rule. The interim doesn't imply that it's the final rule. It's only this week's final rule. But basically, the Federal Register published regulations on hemp, where it can be grown, how it can be grown, how it can be produced, what it can be used for, where it can be transported or where it can't. Provisions for the kind of production that most farmers will not pursue because it's too egregious. And it just seems so obvious, whether I talk about it on the air or off the air, this guy, who is anything but inspirational, has been influenced, and so is the administration, I think, by Big Pharma. The drug companies are anathema on hemp, CBD oil, and any of you who have used CBD oil or any of the products that come from hemp that are medicinal or seem to be helpful, maybe the medicinal is not the right way of referencing them, but it's certainly preferable to opioids for pain relief, and it works. There's a move afoot to try to eliminate hemp from the public use lexicon, whatever it is, even though it's very difficult to find anything anywhere about hemp that's negative. These people have done what the Congress did after World War II. They banned hemp. Was one of the most important necessary products for the war. As soon as the war was over, hemp was banned. Why was it banned? Because the Southern white congressional leaders of both parties didn't want to see the blacks grow hemp and get ahead. And that really was the bottom line, and you can go back and check that in any number of historical circumstances. So now here we are, fast forward to 2019, where we have people, this is the thing that they don't get. The public wants this, and I mean there is massive, massive support for hemp oil, CBD oil, whatever it's not just something that's a passing fancy. People talk about this and how wonderful it is. And the rules were changed in Massachusetts as the hemp season began. People planted crops, and then the state government stopped it, and they said, well, we don't have any guidelines from the feds, so we don't know what to do. Bull crap. There's huge donations to Governor Baker from Big Pharma. We're talking about millions of dollars, and that's why the screw was turned. And the same thing, I absolutely guarantee that if you follow the money here, the reason that many of you can't get CBD oil or CBD products that you can trust is because the Big Pharma guys influencing the leadership at the moment have put the screws, the kibosh to this, or are trying to, for sure. So, at any rate, the there are lots of legalities. I'm not going to go off on it, but I have a bias, of course, because I'm growing hemp or trying to fix I'm trying to build a processing facility on my farm for hemp because I know that it's going to be down the road sooner or later. Maybe it'll take another administration to fix this, but were I to be in the middle, were I to be a farmer, and I'm thinking, okay, do I support Trump or do I not support him? And I'm trying to survive and trying to grow something like this to survive, and I find that I can't do it without all these horrible regulations, ominous threats from the government. If you do this, we'll do that. I wouldn't be supportive of this administration for a second.
Isn't it weird that the farm bill was passed and it seemed like things were heading in the right direction?
Right. And
it
legalized hemp.
Yeah.
Yeah, but legalized it and being able to use it are two different things. What really surprises me here is that Mitch McConnell either didn't know about this or they didn't go to him because he must be beyond his, he must be out of his mind. His son, and I think there may be six partners, but they are the biggest hemp producers, hemp growers in the world. Not in the country, in the world. And this guy stands
to
become
a
billionaire. Right. There are thousands and thousands of acres of hemp that's been grown and now in a warehouse in Kentucky because they have nowhere to bring it to have it produced. And so this is something I'm really kind of surprised that it went this way. We all thought it was going to go away that would be helpful to the farmers and to, more importantly, the people who want to use it instead of drugs. But not so, at least at this moment. So I got
a
circle.
There are a lot of claims being made with CBD. And so,
Jennifer, so it's up to you to figure out. It's like anything else.
Yeah, I agree, but there are a lot of people that think that it's going to treat their cancer, and they might seek the other treatments because they think CBD is going to cure
everything.
People have done
that with diet pills.
A lot of people.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. And how overregulated is the diet pill industry? I'm not.
Not at all.
It's not
regulated at all.
I'm not pro-regulation. I am pro... I mean, look at what happened with the Juul cigarettes. They thought they were going to do such great things.
This has not anything to do... There's nothing about hemp that you can find that's negative. You can find plenty of things about the Juul cigarettes and marijuana.
I'm not arguing that it's not negative.
Going
I think it's positive.
But going back to the supplement thing, though, the supplements aren't regulated at all. There's no FDA
approval,
oversight.
They absolutely are.
Well, they don't even need FDA approval because they can sell anywhere they want. So why shouldn't hemp be the same way?
But to go to market with FDA approval. Go ahead.
On the side of the farmer. The FDA is a corrupt organization.
Me too. I love farmers.
As is
I think
the USDA. This is an outrage.
I just worry about people.
Yeah, I'd worry about people,
but then
too.
What about every fat loss pill that's out there that makes you crap your pants, you know? I mean, come on, there are a million of them.
And how many have done serious harm to people? This is what I'm getting at.
But it's a choice
the
that the consumer's making.
Maybe so. And maybe that's right. I just think the education needs to be there because there are a lot of people who are putting all their eggs in one basket. And while I think it's got a lot of uses, there are a lot of people who are letting really serious things like cancer advance because of their reliance on something that...
Well, maybe whether it's reliance or whether it just is their choice because they've... I know a lot of people who wouldn't have chemo, they'll go on a macro diet to fight the cancer. I mean, it's the same kind of thing. It's
a consumer
choice.
It's a choice. And that's what I'm saying, too. Hemp should be just like any other supplement, and it should all be out there. You can do your own research and pick your own one.
This is devastating to small American family farmers who need to have a crop to grow. The government has ruined the dairy business. The government has ruined so many. The government in collusion with big agri, big pharma. It's just, I mean, you see it everywhere. And it's more than disgusting. It's damnable. And these people should be damned for the work that they did or didn't do on this. I'm just saying. 10 before the hour.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. Questions that come from the minds of listeners, their experiences, etc., etc., etc. There's an environmental impact study, basically understanding stress, I guess is what this is all about. It seems this is a constant focus of ours here, people asking questions about stress. I think it's because they know that stress is very bad. There are very few, I guess a certain amount of it, I've been told, certain amount. I must have found a balance because stress doesn't bother me, or it hasn't taken a toll on me to this point in my life in a physical way that I know of. It bothers me sometimes. It just depends on what the stress is, I guess, as much as anything else, and what the cause of it is. Most of the time, I think most people know, don't you think, that stress has a major impact on our lives?
Well, some have good intuition. You have great intuition in your body, but some don't, and they don't realize that that's really a big culprit. I think with stress, two factors, how intense it is and how much control you have over it, end up being an important thing. A little bit of stress and you have some control over it, you can deal with it, but the other extremes becomes a problem. There's a very fascinating study out just this week about more about the mind-heart connection. You know, we talk about it all the time, and I think it's really well accepted to have a healthy mind. You have to have a healthy heart and vice versa. And this is a twin study with identical twins, and what they found was that actually environment is more important in genetics and having an initially healthy heart, which then creates less dementia, better cognition, the ability to think and remember late in life. So all of these things that provide a healthy heart which are changeable, your blood pressure, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your weight, whether you smoke, get exercise, eat a healthy diet, the things we talk about all the time, these are modifiable, and these will not only help your heart, but it'll also help you later in life to think better, avoid dementia, and just remember much, much better.
Yeah, remember. That's it. I think that mild stress, from what I've read and what you've told me and others, is pretty normal. It may even be beneficial because your brain gets stimulated
yes.
with the challenges, and that's important. You got to keep your brain, the day-to-day stress stuff, as long as it's not an overload. And I think you know yourself. Some people exaggerate it, frankly, but most people know when they're going their physical. And back to the spiritual, the spirit-mind-body connection.
You want a little bit of challenge. You know, doing a crossword puzzle is a mental stress. That's a good stress.
Right, exactly. Okay, putting your brain to work, if you will. Here's a question about gut microbes. This may be a better question for Jack, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Do you eat raw food? Do you eat any sushi or anything raw at all, ever?
Have I ever? Yes. Do I? Is it rare? Extremely rarely. And I went to a local restaurant, which I won't give a plug, that has an incredibly impeccable reputation, yeah. and I know many people who have gone there before me very successfully. So I actually have been there once.
All right. But what I have found, frankly, to answer the question partially, vegetable, there are a lot of garden sushis that are around that are okay. My son got married a couple of weeks ago, and we had sushi, and I had a bite of a veggie sushi, which was good. Because it's raw vegetables. But the raw fish is so dangerous, I think, anyway.
Don't we all eat raw vegetables?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was even considered sushi. I mean, raw vegetables
yeah.
I eat
they
all
make
the time.
Sushi out of raw vegetables, they do. Yep.
No,
yep.
But sushi has to have the raw fish component, right?
No. Well, they didn't say that in this circumstance. The sushi, they called it veggie sushi. And it was vegetables.
And that's not
up.
Vegetables with raw fish?
No.
It's just vegetables?
Just vegetables, yep.
Oh, well, that's a salad.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Yeah, it's a salad. Grind it up, right. Exactly. Quick question on seasonal adjusted disorder. We're going into Christmas. Does this cause the depression some people have, does it cause or is it caused by bipolarism?
I think it's due to changes in the amount of light that we get. The daylight decreases and sad seasonal adjusted disorders. And the key is just getting enough light in your life, and that will help deal with this.
Yeah, light means artificial light as well as sunlight, or does that
mean all the same? You know, stay out of direct sunlight, but it's just keeping enough light. It's the shortening daytime light that adds to this issue.
Right. I get depressed when the sun goes down at 4 o'clock. Who wants the sun to go away at 4 o'clock? Dr. Ken Kronhaus answering your questions on Good Day Health, the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.